Good morning, brothers and sisters.
很高兴今天早上跟弟兄姐妹们和朋友们一同来到主的面前来敬拜他。
I'm very happy that I can worship our God with our brothers and sisters and friends this morning.
今天早晨我们从圣经里面来看一个非常特殊的一个人物。
And this morning from the Bible, we will take a look at a very special character in the Bible.
也是一个许多人可能熟悉的一个人物。
And it's probably a character that you're very familiar with.
这个人是大卫。
This person is David.
大卫他在圣经里面是占着非常重要的一席地位。
And David holds a very special position in the Bible.
在圣经里面，就大卫一个人被神称为一个合乎我心意的人。
And in the Bible, the only one person is named after man, after God's heart, God's own heart.
当神看他属他的人的时候，有一个人非常的特殊。
When God looks at all the people that belong to him, there's one person that stands out.
就是大卫。
And that is David.
因为神说他合我的心意。
Because he says that he is a man after my own heart.
所以我们今天来看什么样叫做一个合神心意的人。
So today we'll look at what does it mean to have a heart, to be a man after God's own heart.
圣经里面讲大卫的这个篇幅很多。
There's a lot of passages regarding David.
神借着大卫的生命所要向我们传扬神的心意的事情也非常的多。
And it's recorded a lot about the experiences or encounters that David had regarding his life seeking after God's own heart.
但是我们今天呢，愿意借今天的这样一堂的时间，让我们能够对大卫开始对他能够有一个更深刻的认识。
So this morning, as we study him, hopefully we'll have a better understanding of who he is.
大卫英文的翻译这个名字是 David.
So David's translation is 大卫。
这个名字很多人喜欢。
A lot of people like this name.
所以呢，自己要取一个英文名字的时候，可能就要去想用 David 这个名字。
So a lot of times when we think about name we should have, English name we should have, a lot of times we think about David.
那给孩子命名的时候，很多时候也想要替孩子命名为 David.
So when we think about naming our child, we often think about this name David.
这也就是为什么 David 这个名字这么的流行。
That's why the name David is very popular.
所以很多人先想要取名 David, 可是一想太普遍了，就要换另外一个名字。
So a lot of times when we want to name our child David, but then it's too popular, too many people have that name, so we think we change it.
可是为什么这个 David 这个名字这么普遍？为什么这么多人喜欢？
But why is it that this name David is so popular and so many people like this name?
大卫他是一个君王。
David was the king.
事实上可以说是在以色列的历史当中是最伟大的一个君王。
And in fact, he's actually is the best and most well-renowned king in Israel.
可是大卫不只是一个非常有能力而且治国治得很好的一个君王。
But he's not only a triumphant king that governs his people well.
同时他是一个骁勇善战的一个军士。
But he was also a general in battle, in war.
他带过军人。
He's led soldiers.
他做过他们的元帅。
He's been their general.
他是无坚不摧、无战不胜的。
And he is a king that have never lost in battle.
可是这样子的一个人，他同样是一个非常感情丰富的一个诗人。
But this type of person is also a psalmist.
在圣经里面有一卷书叫做诗篇。
And in the Bible, there's a book called the Psalms.
诗篇里面所记载的许许多多的诗，就是大卫写的。
So most of the Psalms recorded in the Bible are written by David.
所以他的文学的造诣很高。
So he is also a very intellectual
literary
person.
Yeah. 但是他的情感也非常的丰富。
But he is also very compassionate and emotional.
所以他写的不是书，他写的是诗。
So he's what he wrote is not just books, but it's poems or psalms.
他不但是一个勇士，不但是一个诗人，他还是一个琴手。
So he's not only a brave soldier and a general, but he's also a
音乐家
a musician.
他最擅长的一个乐器是用手抚的五弦琴。
So he often likes to play the harp.
所以你看这样子的一个人，是不是大家都希望自己的孩子或自己是？像是这样子的一个人。
So when you look at a person such as this, then wouldn't you want your child to be like that, well-rounded?
我们都希望自己的孩子长大以后。
We all want our children when they grow up.
可以去上哈佛。
To attend Harvard.
但是呢，也可以在 NBA 里面打球。
But also play in the NBA.
是不是
？That's so.
我们都希望我们的孩子长大以后啊，可以在美国啊这个。最著名的音乐厅里面 ，Carnegie Hall 里面可以有独奏。
And we all wish that our children, when they grow up, can be able to play in the
Carnegie Hall. 可是呢，同样是一个亿万资产的一个公司的这个执行长。
But also be a CEO of a multi-billion-dollar corporation.
这是我们的人的一个期盼。
And that is our hope and aspiration.
对自己的一个盼望，也是对孩子的一个盼望。
It's our own aspiration, but it's also aspiration for our children.
我自己的儿子，我也有这样的盼望。
For my own son, I also have that aspiration.
那但是呢，我对他盼望是什么
？But what is my real aspiration for?
我是说相似，我不是说就是这样子的啊。相似的盼望是什么？
What is the similar aspiration that I have for him?
我盼望能够带领他，培养他成一个文武双全的一个人。
And I hope that I can invest that he become someone that is very well-rounded.
所以我发现，在中文字里面，你把文跟武放在一起，竟然也是一个字。这个字就是兵。So I discovered that within the Chinese characters, there's a word you can put a very literary intellectual and a very athletic and a fighter. You put these two words together and combines into a word. Amazing. Chinese language is amazing. 所以呢，这个字就是兵，所以我儿子的名字就是兵。And that's why I named Jonathan. His Chinese name is Bing. So now you know, when you see a Chinese person named Bing, that's what it means. All right.所以这是一个我们从人的角度，我们对自己还有对孩子的一个期盼，是不是
？So this is a perspective of man that we have these type of aspirations for ourselves and for our children.
这也是无可厚非的。This is not something that we have to feel ashamed about. This is very normal, right? 可是。多少人当想到大卫 David 这个名字的时候，是想到这个人在神的眼光中是一个合神心意的人。
But how many people, when they look at David, will they see that he is a man after God's own heart?
我今天之所以要取名 David, 是因为我知道这个人大卫他在神的眼中有这样的一个特性。
And when I use the name, when I want to use the name David or select the name David, is becauseof his him after God's own heart.
这个特性是在神的眼中最宝贵的。
And that character attribute is precious in the eyes of the Lord.
而如果这个是在神的眼中最宝贵的，也应该是在我们心中是最宝贵的。
And if that is precious in the sight of God, then it should be precious for us.
我们来看圣经里面在哪里，我们就读一下，来这个读一下。使徒行传讲到大卫的时候是怎么说的
？Let us take a look at Acts to see what it says about David.
使徒行传第十三章第二十二节。
Acts chapter 13, verse 22.
当使徒保罗在讲到以色列的历史的时候，讲到了大卫这个人。
And when it's talking about the Israelites, it mentions David as their king.
保罗说，神当时为大卫王做了这个见证。
And Paul says, God gave this testimony about David.
他说，我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人，他凡事要遵行我的旨意。
And he says, I have found in David, the son of Jesse, a man after my heart who will do all my will.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你，今天让我们能够来到你的殿中来敬拜你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that we can come into your temple to worship you.
主，今天借着你自己的话语，求主你让我们能够认识你。
And through your words this morning, allow us to come to know you.
当我们在学习大卫这个人的时候，主，求你的圣灵向我们说话。
And when we learn about this character of the character of David, may your words speak to us.
主，你称大卫为合乎你心意的人。
And you named David after, a man after your own heart.
我们也知道你对我们每一个属于你、你所爱的人，你的盼望也是我们要合你的心意。
And we know that it is your desire that all of us that belong to you have this type of heart.
主，我们今天在你的面前，我们心灵在你的面前伫立。
And we stand before you in spirit.
我们愿我们的心思意念定在你的身上。
And may our hearts and our minds be focused upon you.
求主你借着你自己的话语向我们说话。
May you use your own words to speak to us.
让我们能够聆听到你的声音。
So that we can hear your voice.
让你的话语能够改变我们的生命。
And may your word transform our lives.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们刚刚讲到大卫是这样子一个文武双全的人。
When we talk about David, we know that he is a person that is very well-rounded.
我们看得出来大卫他的一生当中是有神的祝福同在的。
And we see that in his life, God has blessed him.
他从小是一个牧童。
From a very young age, he was a shepherd.
他是一个牧羊的。
He's a shepherd taking care of sheep.
然后我们看到他后来是一个音乐家，是一个琴手。
And later on, he was a musician.
之后他成为一个兵士。
And then he became a soldier.
最后成为以色列国最伟大的一个君王。
And then eventually he became one of the best king of Israel.
然后在历史上面留下了这样子不朽的一个声名。
And then throughout history, left his legacy.
可是同时我们也知道大卫他的人生是非常的坎坷，也有灾难的。
But at the same time, when we look at his life, it's also filled with challenges.
他在圣经里面非常突出的就是一个，他虽然是一个爱神的人。
And in his life, what stood out the most is that even though he's a person that loves God,
他同样是一个因着自己的罪失败跌倒很大的一个人。
He is also one that has that fell due to his great sin.
作为一个圣经的伟人来说，
to be a great character in the Bible,
他犯过奸淫。
He committed adultery.
他自己是一个有妻之夫。
He is one that has a wife.
但是他去跟别人的妻子发生了性关系。
But he had sexual relations with another person's wife.
不但犯了奸淫的罪。
Not only did he commit adultery.
他因着自己的恶念和自己的罪。
But because of his wicked thoughts and his sin.
他犯了谋杀的罪。
Then he committed murder.
这样子的一个人怎么能说是一个合神心意的人呢？
A person like this, how can he be called a man after God's heart?
可是神却说他就是合他心意的人。
But God calls him a man after God's heart.
所以我们在这上面的时候，我们自己就要来思想。
So through this, then we need to start thinking and reflect.
在神的眼中， 原来一个合神心意的人不是一切顺遂，一切都是做人，一切都是好像高人一等，品德是毫无这个毫无指责的人才能做一个合神心意的人。
So from this we can see that a person that is after God's own heart is not someone that is high above high above reproach and that is perfect.
是一个跟我们一样的人。
He's actually a person that just like you and I.
也是我们可以学习的一个对象和榜样。
And he's also a model and example that we can all learn from.
他并不是因为他所犯的罪而成为合乎神的心意。
And it's not because he committed because of his sin that he is a man after God's own heart.
而是他犯罪之后，他在神的面前怎么样子被回转，怎么样子被神重新的抚平，重新被神建立，这个是他合神心意的地方。
But he is one after God's own heart is because after his sin.He repented and turned towards God again.
我们翻到旧约，撒母耳记上。
Let us turn to the Old Testament, 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上第十六章。
1 Samuel chapter 16.
在圣经里面开始介绍大卫的时候，大卫还是一个孩子。
In the Bible, when it first introduces David, David was only a child.
他可能才十几岁。
He was probably in his teens.
他最大大概也不会超过十五六岁。
Probably no much older than 15 or 16.
他是家里面最小的一个孩子。
And he is the youngest of his family.
他上面有七个哥哥。
He has seven older brothers.
而只有最大的这三个哥哥是身量长成到一个地步是可以参加军队去打仗的。
And only three of his eldest brothers are at an age where they are old enough to be in the military.
所以他年纪很轻。
So he is actually very young.
他也不是一个，他因为家里面最小的。
And because he's the youngest of the family.
所以看起来重活都不是他做。
So a lot of the heavy labor is not for him.
哥哥们都去做。
His older brothers would take care of that.
他从小我们也没有看到他是一个喜欢打仗或锻炼身体的人。
And from his young age, we don't see that he was someone that likes to exercise or work out so that he can or he likes to fight.
事实上，圣经描写他年轻的时候说他。在第十六节，第十六章十二节里面，他说他是面色光红，双目清秀，容貌俊美的一个小男孩。
And actually, in verse 12 of 1 Samuel chapter 16, he says, it describes David as ruddy and had beautiful eyes and was handsome.
他是一个放羊的。
And he was a shepherd.
所以感觉上就是一个小男孩，好像也没有什么特别正式的事情让他做，他就是整天。半游手好闲的，半帮家里面放羊。
So it seems like it's describing him at this young age, someone that doesn't have a lot of responsibilities, and part of his day would be just fooling around, or half of the day doing small chores.
从人的眼光来看，不是一个什么可以担当重任，或者是说有担当的一个人。
So from a man's eyes, he's not someone that would take on large or important responsibilities.
当神差派撒母耳要去膏这个以色列的王的时候
So when God sends Samuel to anoint the next king,
神跟撒母耳说你去耶西他家
God tells Samuel to go to the house of Jesse.
然后呢，在耶西家里面会有一个孩子，是我要你去膏他为以色列王的。
And one of the sons in Jesse's family will be the one that I anoint to be the next king.
所以当撒母耳来到了耶西家的时候，他就告诉耶西这件事。
So when Samuel arrives at Jesse's house, he tells Jesse this thing.
耶西有八个儿子。
And there's eight sons.
那既然是要被膏为做一个以色列的王，那当然是从最大的开始。
Well, if this is a person that is going to be, one of the sons is going to be anointed as king, well, then it would be the eldest.
所以耶西就把他大儿子叫来给撒母耳看。
So Jesse calls for his eldest son.
结果撒母耳一看。
Well, when Samuel sees the eldest son,
身材高大。
He is tall in stature.
身体健硕。
And well-built.
也是在这个王的军队里面是打仗的。
And he's also in the king's military.
所以撒母耳他就心里面就想肯定这个就是神要高的这个王了。
So in Samuel's mind, oh, he's thinking this must be the person that God wants to anoint as king.
可是第七节里面，耶和华神却对撒母耳说：“你不要看他的外貌和他身材高大，我不拣选他，因为耶和华不像人看人，人看的是外貌，耶和华看的是内心。”
But in verse 7, it says, "But the Lord said to Samuel." Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart.
我们人总是看外貌、外表的。
Man often just looks at the appearance.
但是神说，我不是看，我看人不像人看人。
But God says, I don't see as man sees.
我的拣选永远看的是这个人的心。
I only look at the heart of man.
既然神看的是心，弟兄姐妹，就表示我们所关心，我们所要专注的就是人的心。
So if God looks at the heart, then for us, we need to also focus on what's on our hearts.
所以当耶西第一个老大过来不是的时候，就把老二叫来；老二也不是的时候，把老三叫来。
So as they go, the eldest son comes over and was rejected. Then Jesse calls the second son and then the third.
结果七个儿子都叫来了，七个都不是神所拣选的。
After all the seven sons have been rejected by God,
撒母耳就跟耶西这个爸爸说：“你家里还有别的人吗？”
Then Samuel asked Jesse, well, do you have anyone else in your household?
这个爸爸就说还有一个小的。
Then Jesse said, the father says, well, there's also the youngest.
你看连这个爸爸都不认为这个最小的家里面的老幺是可以被神选的人。
See, even the father wouldn't even think about the youngest son, David.
年纪还小。
Because he's so young.
只会弹琴放羊。
He only knows how to play instruments and take care of the sheep.
怎么可能被这个大先知叫到撒母耳的大先知面前，甚至被神来拣选呢？
How can he be called before this great prophet Samuel and also be chosen by God?
可是撒母耳知道神说是耶西家里面的人，所以他说：“那你把你这个孩子叫来，我看。”
But Samuel knows that God said it will be someone in Jesse's household. So then he tells Jesse to call the youngest son.
那撒母耳当这个大卫回家了，撒母耳一看，果然是一个年纪轻轻，看起来像是没什么人生经验历练的一个人，年轻小孩子。
So when David is called, then Samuel probably thinking that, indeed he is very young. He cannot take on any huge responsibilities.
可是耶和华就跟撒母耳说，这个就是他，你要来膏他。
But God says to Samuel, this is the one whom I have chosen. You need to anoint him as the next king.
在神的面前，弟兄姐妹，
In God's eyes,
神是看人心的。
God sees the heart.
他看的不是我们的外表。
He does not see our appearance.
他看的也不是我们的所作所为，我们的成就。
And he doesn't look at our accomplishments or what we have done.
事实上，在这个世界上面，也只有神能够看透我们的心。
But in reality, only God can really see through a man and see through our heart.
我们自己对我们的心有一定程度的认识。
For ourselves, we can understand and know our own heart.
但是我们在人的面前，基本上从来就不是完全透露我们的心的。
But before man, we never fully reveal what's on our hearts.
甚至就某些方面来说，可能我们对自己的认识，我们都不清楚。
So in other words, when we look at it from another perspective, maybe we don't even truly understand our own hearts.
多少人对自己的了解是百分百的？
Who can say that they fully understand themselves 100%?
多少人是在自己的优点缺点上面拿捏得很得体？
Who can fully comprehend all of their strengths and flaws?
然后呢，就把我们的优点缺点都在众人面前呈现吗？
And reveal all of these strengths and flaws before man?
当然不是。
We don't do that.
所以不但人看不透我们的心，
So man cannot see our hearts.
我们对我们自己的心也只有一定程度的了解。
And we can only have a certain level of understanding of our own hearts.
可是神是创造我们的。
But God created us.
而且神是看透万事的。
And God sees through all things.
而且对他来说，人的心是最宝贵、最重要的。
And a man's heart is the most precious in the eyes of God.
所以神要得着的弟兄姐妹是我们的心。
So what God wants is our hearts.
那大卫的心是什么样的一个心呢？
Well, how is God, David's heart like?
我们在第十七章里面，我们就看开始看得很清楚了。
We will see very clearly in the next chapter, chapter 17.
大卫和哥利亚的故事。
The story of David and Goliath.
哥利亚是一个非利士人里面的一个勇士。
Goliath is a warrior in the Philistine army.
他不但是一个勇士，他是一个巨人。
He's not only a warrior, but he's also a giant.
在第十七章里面，第四到第七节，跟我们描述这个非利士人的勇士是怎么样的一个人。
And in chapter 17, verse 4, there's a description of what he is like.
非利士人是以色列人的宿敌。
The Philistines are the enemies of Israel.
他们来跟以色列人征战，为了是要争夺他们的这个土地和这个土地上面所出产的一切。
And they come into battle with Israel for the land and what the land produces.
然后当然为了是要奴役以色列人。
And of course is to enslave the Israelites.
所以当两边的军队列出来要准备开仗的时候。
So when both these armies are lined up getting ready for battle,
第四节里面告诉我们说，从非利士的营中出来一个讨战的人。
And in verse 4 it says, And there came out from the camp of the Philistines a champion named Goliath of Gath.
他身高六肘零一虎口，这个是用手肘和用虎口来衡量这个人的高度。基本上呢，是一个将近三米高的一个巨人。
So it says, whose height was 6 cubits and a span, as measured by the length of a forearm. So...In reality, he is about almost 12 feet tall.
第五节，头戴铜盔，身穿铠甲，甲重5000舍克勒。
He had a helmet of bronze on his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of bronze.
头上有铜护膝，腿上有铜护膝，两肩之中背负铜戟。
And he had bronze armor on his legs.And a javelin of bronze slung between his shoulders.
他枪杆粗的如织布的机轴，枪杆头重600舍克勒。有一个拿盾牌的人走在他前面。
The shaft of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron, and his shield bearer went before him.
这样的描述啊
，this type of description，
就今天的这个战斗来说
，in today's method of battle。
基本上他是一台坦克。
In reality, he's actually a tank.
你对他做什么都没有用。
There's nothing that you can do to harm him.
他的枪一挥，你这整个人就飞出去了。
And this one blow and you'd be flying.
Yeah, he'll send you flying.
He'll send you flying.
他是一个坦克。
He's like a tank.
所以他出来，他就开始对以色列的军队里面，他就开始来呼喊。
And as he comes out before the Israelite army, he shouts.
他跟他们下了一个挑战。
And he challenges them.
他说，我代表非利士的军队来跟你们打仗，你们也派一个人属扫罗的人，属以色列的人来跟我，来跟我打斗。
So he comes out and challenges the Israelite army and says, I will represent the Philistine army, but you also choose one amongst yourselves to come out to battle.
第九节他就说， 如果你们差遣出来的这个人与我战斗，将我杀死，我们腓力斯人就做你们以色列人的仆人。但是我若胜了他，将他杀死，你们以色列人就要做我们腓力斯人的仆人了，然后你们要服侍我们。
So in verse 9, if he is able to fight with me and kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall be our servants and serve us.
我们说了这个哥利亚，他像是一个坦克。
So we already said that Goliath is like a tank.
但是你知道，他不是只是一个坦，他不是任何的一台坦克。
But he's not just any tank.
他是在全世界里面没有坦克的时候第一台坦克。
He is someone that is like a tank when there's no other tanks around.
所以不是说敌方有坦克，我们就派我们的坦克去跟他打吗？
So it's not like, oh, if they, the other side has a tank, then we will use our tank.
我们没有坦克啊。
We don't have a tank.
我连坦克是什么都没见过。
I haven't even seen what a tank looks like.
所以当这个坦克哥利亚出现的时候。
So when this tank like Goliath comes out.
然后下了这样的一个挑战。
And he challenges the Israelites.
我们就看见在十一节里面，扫罗他是一个王，并且以色列人他们的反应是怎么样。
So then we see in verse 11 the response of Saul, who is also the king of the Israelites, and reaction of the Israelite army.
他们就惊慌，他们就害怕。
Says they were dismayed and greatly afraid.
他们就躲起来。
So they hid themselves.
他们就不开战。
So they don't start battle.
这是一个人的反应。
This is a reaction of a man, of men.
可是我们这边就看到大卫他的反应是怎么样子。
But here we also see the reaction of David.
大卫当时还是一个孩子，所以他不能上战场。
And at that time, David was still young. He cannot go on the battlefield.
但是呢，他的爸爸跟他说，大卫，你的三个哥哥在军营里面当兵，你要去带点东西给他们吃，去问候他们的安好。
But his father Jesse tells David that, hey, three of your eldest brothers are in battle in the military in battle. You need to bring some food for them.
结果他跑去的那一天呢，刚好哥利亚又在那边这个叫阵。
So the day that he arrives in the camp of the Israelites, that was also the day when Goliath sends out his challenge.
哥利亚一出现，一叫阵，大卫看到的就是以色列的人军队，他们就撤退，然后呢就惊慌。
So as Goliath comes out and challenges the Israelites, he sees that the Israelites were afraid and retreats.
以色列人那个时候，他们彼此怎么样子说？
At that time, what did the Israelites say amongst themselves?
他们说啊，这第25节，如果有人能够跟哥利亚这个向以色列骂阵的人能够杀他的话，王就是扫罗王必能够赏赐他大财，王并将自己的女儿给他为妻，并且在以色列人中免他富家纳粮当差。
In verse 25, it says, And the men of Israel said, Have you seen this man who has come up? Surely he has come up to defy Israel. And the king will enrich the man who kills him with great riches, and will give him his daughter and make his father's house free in Israel.
所以第一，当他们看到环境危险，发现自己没有能力的时候，第一，他们惧怕。
So first, when they look at their situation, they're in danger, they start becoming afraid.
他们躲藏，他们逃避。
So they hid and they flee.
可是当他要努力想办法去克服这件事情的时候，他们所看所想的还是自己的利益。
So when they want to confront this problem, they're still thinking about what would benefit themselves.
我觉得我是当然不可能杀得了这个人，可是万一我杀得了这个人，我就多好多好。
So even though I cannot kill this person, but if I do, what are the benefits I can get out of it?
王的赏赐可大了。
It's great riches that are rewarded by the king. It's wealth, great wealth. Great riches.
然后呢，跟公主结婚。
And I can marry the king's daughter.
一步登天成为驸马。
And then
instantly become royalty. You become a prince, right? 然后呢，还不用纳税。
And I don't have to pay taxes.
你看人的眼光总是看到世上的事情。
See, from man's perspective, in man's eyes, it's always earthly things.
从人的眼光来看，最好的就是财富，最好的就是能够成为皇室，最好的就是可以不用赋税。
So in man's eyes, the best thing that you can have is always the riches and a royalty and not paying taxes.
可是大卫看到这样的情形，他心里面想的是什么？
But when David encounters this situation and sees what's happening, what is he thinking?
26节，大卫看到同样的情形，他心里面所想的是说，如果有人杀这个非利士人，除掉以色列人的耻辱，那这个人会怎么样呢？因为这个未受割礼，就是不属于神的非利士人，他是谁呢？他竟敢向永生神的军队骂阵吗？
But when you see verse 26, David also sees the same thing as the other Israelites, but he says, And David said to the men who stood by him, What shall be done for the man who kills this Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel?For who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Uncircumcised meaning people that don't belong to God, that he should defy the armies of the living God.
大卫心里面所想的不是自己的厉害。
And what David is thinking about is not his own ability.
他想到的不是自己的生命的安危。
And he's not thinking about his own life.
他想到的是神。
What he's thinking about is God.
我们以色列人是属神的人呢。
For us Israelites, we belong to God.
这个人叫骂的对象既然是这个永生神的军队。
This person is actually defying Israel, the God's army.
他所藐视的不是人，他所藐视的是神。
He's not only defying man, he's defying the living God.
大卫为什么有这样子清楚的看见？
Why does David have such a clear perspective?
因为大卫的心里面，他知道神是永生的神。
Because in David's heart, he knows that this God is a living God.
他知道我是属神的人。
And he knows that I belong to this living God.
他知道我们以色列人是属神的子民。
And he knows that for us as the Israelites, we belong to God.And this God is our Heavenly Father.
所以大卫可以有这样的心态来面对哥利亚。
So that's why David can have this type of heart to face Goliath.
结果大卫一说这个话，有人就把这话传到扫罗王那里去了。
So after David had said this, someone relayed this his words to King Saul.
那扫罗想，这个人谁是讲这样的话，竟然要去跟哥利亚挑战吗？
So King Saul thought to himself, well, who is this person that he would actually take on this challenge of Goliath?
所以大卫到了扫罗的面前，大卫就这样说。
So when David approaches Saul, the king,
32节
in verse 32,
大卫说，人都不必因为那非利士人胆怯，你的仆人要去与那非利士人战斗。
In verse 32, and David said to Saul, Let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine.
扫罗就跟他说，你不能去跟他战斗啊，因为你年纪太轻，而且他是从小就做战士的。
And Saul said to David, You are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are but a youth, and he has been a man of war from his youth.
扫罗心想，你这个人年纪轻轻。
So Saul is thinking...To himself, well, David, you don't know anything. You're so young.
一身牧童的装扮。
You're just a...
You're dressed you look like a shepherd boy. 你连帮军人拿兵器的资格都没有，更何况还说去要打仗。
You don't even have the ability to carry another soldier's weapons.
你讲话就像是一个很幼稚，讲的一种很愚妄的一些话语。
The words that come out of your mouth are just juvenile.
他说你懂不懂这样的情形啊？
Do you even understand what is going on, what the circumstance is?
那大卫，我们说他对神有信心，信靠神不错。
Well, when we look at David, we know that he does have faith in God.
他对神的认识也是正确的。
And he has an accurate understanding of who God is.
可是当他心里面想说我要替神去征战跟这个哥利亚战斗的时候，他是不是只是凭着一腔的热血？
But when he said that he will go out and fight this Philistine, is it just an irrational response?
可是是一个愚蠢的一个决定呢？
But it's also a foolish decision.
是一个没经过思考的决定吗？
It's a decision that he hasn't thought through thoroughly.
不是。
No, it's not.
你看，大卫跟扫罗说，第三十四节。
But here you see what David said to Saul in verse 34.
你的仆人就是我了，为父亲去放羊，有时来了狮子，有时来了熊，从群中一只羊羔去。我就追赶他，击打他，将羊羔从他口中救出来。他起来要害我，我就揪着他的胡子把他打死。
In verse 34, David's response to Saul, "Your servant used to keep sheep for his father, and when there came a lion or a bear and took a lamb from the flock, I went after him and struck him and delivered it out of his mouth. And if he rose against me, I caught him by his beard and struck him and killed him."
你的仆人曾打死狮子和熊。这位受割礼的非利士人向永生神的军队骂阵，他必像狮子和熊一般。
Your servant has struck down both lions and bears, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be like one of them, for he has defied the armies of the living God.
耶和华救我脱离狮子和熊的爪。
The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear.
因此他也必救我脱离这非利士人的手。
Will also deliver me from the hand of this Philistine.
弟兄姐妹，你看大卫真的是很奇特的一个人。
See, brothers and sisters, David is indeed a very special person.
他做事很认真的一个人。
He works hard at what he does.
He's very diligent.
He's diligent.
He works very hard. 牧羊这件事情不难，而且是一个孩子在牧羊啊。
Tending sheep is not hard. Youth can do it.
如果你是一个孩子，你去牧羊，狮子跟熊来吃你的羊，正确的选择是什么？
When you are tending sheep and a lion, a bear comes and takes your sheep, what is the natural response, the reaction?
聪明的选择是什么？
What is the smart choice?
赶快把剩下的羊带回家。
Of course, take the rest of your sheep home.
可是这个牧羊人说羊是我的责任。
But this shepherd says, well, the sheep are my responsibility.
我的责任是神给我的。
My responsibility is from God.
我要把这件事情做好。
I need to do this thing well.
所以熊啊，狮子要来吃羊是不允许的。
So, if a bear and a lion comes, then that is not allowed.
所以我去打他。
So I will attack them.
打不了我揪他。这是圣经讲的揪他嘛，揪他的胡子。
I caught him by the beard.
然后把他杀死。
And killed them.
可是大卫不只是一个尽责的人。
But David is not only someone that is responsible.
他也不是一个愚蠢的人啊。
He is not also someone that is foolish.
他为什么要去跟熊跟狮子搏斗？
Why would he go and attack a lion and a bear?
因为他知道他的这个工作在神的面前他要把它做好。
Because he knows that before God, this work that he has needs to be done well.
这个工作是神给他的托付。
And this work is what God has given him.
这是他的职业。
That is his profession.
所以他说我要去把它做好，然后我靠神得胜。
So I need to do this thing well and I need to rely on God.
如果我们是一个牧童，
If we are also a shepherd boy,
然后我是一个可以杀熊杀狮子的牧童，
And I can kill a bear and a lion,
那可能在这个牧童当中我们是一个很出名的人。
Then among all the shepherds that I would probably be famous.
逢人就讲我是那个杀熊杀狮的一个勇士英雄。
And everyone will refer to me as the one brave hero that killed bears and lions.
然后我们的族人还要颁奖给我。
And all the people would give me trophies.
因为我是楷模。
Because I am the model.
每个牧童都应该这样子。
All shepherds should be like me.
可是大卫不是。
But David was not like that.
他心里面只有一个意念，就是我之所以能够保护我的这些羊，不论任何的危险，是因为怎么样？耶和华他救了我。
His only thought and his only focus was on God, because God, saved me.
当他去追赶着这个被叼走的羊羔的时候，当他知道是熊是狮子的时候，肯定他是跟神祈求的。
So when one of his sheep was taken by this lion or this or bear, he probably have asked God for help.
他肯定心里想的时候，神这个太危险了。
In his heart, he must have thought that, oh, this must be dangerous.
我自己不可能做得到。
I'm not able to do this myself.
可是这是我的责任。
But this is my responsibility.
我为了你的缘故要把这个事情做好。
For your sake, I need to do this well.
求你拯救我。
May you deliver me and help me.
结果他去做了之后，他看见了什么？
So when he sets out to do that, what did he see?
他就看见神的拯救，神的供应，神的保护。
He sees God's provision and God's protection.
他就看到神的大能。
And he sees God's power.
他就看见他是属神的人。
And he sees that he belongs to God.
这个是大卫的心。
This is God's heart, David's heart.
他是永远站立在神面前的一个人。
He is always one that stands before God.
他是一个从人的眼光也这个视野里面看到艰难危险的时候去向神呼求的一个人。
And he is a person that when he faces challenges or difficulties, he seeks for help from God.
他是一个有胆量的人。
He is also one that is brave.
可是他的胆量不是因为他对他自己有信的能力有信心，而是因为他对神有信心。
But he is brave and he is courageous, not because he believes that he has the ability to do anything, but it's his confidence in the Lord.
所以当他看到哥利亚的时候，
So when he sees Goliath,
他看到的不是坦克。
He does not see a tank.
他看到的不是一个克服不了的难关。
He does not see a difficult challenge that cannot be overcome.
他看到的是一个不属神的人在对神辱骂。
All he sees is a person that does not belong to God, but is defying the people of God.
当时他心中只有一个意念。
So he only has one thought.
我是站在神的这边的。
I am standing on God's side.
我的立场很稳固。
I stand steady.
我要为神做事。
I need to do God's work.
我要被神使用。
I need to be used by God.
我要为神的名征战。
I need to go into battle for God's name.
所以他就决定去跟哥利亚打仗。
So then he decided to go and challenge Goliath.
这里我们真的是看见人，一个有神的人跟没有神的人看事情做决定的方法真的是差多少。
So here you can see a sharp contrast between a person that does not have God and a person that is with God.
你知道扫罗这个以色列第一任的王？
You know Saul, the first king anointed in Israel.
他从来就不认识神。
He never knew God.
他只会从人的眼光去看事情。
He only sees things from man's perspective.
既然大卫要去跟哥利亚征战，他想我至少可以做的就是将我的铠甲给这个年轻人带着，让他去征战。
Well, if this David wants to go out and challenge and battle Goliath, then what I can give him is my weapons and my armor.
我用人的办法去保护他，去供应给他。
I'll use man's methods to protect him and to equip him.
扫罗心里面想的是这个孩子一定会被杀死的。
What Saul is thinking about is that David, this youth, will probably be killed by this giant.
可是大卫最后很奇妙的是他说我不能穿这些铠甲，因为我穿了我不习惯，而且我动不了。
But amazingly, David says, I cannot use all this armor and this weaponry. It's too heavy for me. I cannot be mobile.
大卫是一个很有自知之明的一个人。
David is someone that is...
He's very self-aware.
He's very self-aware.
他不是说他不是好高骛远。
It's not that
he doesn't try to be something that he's not. 他不会说今天我要去跟哥利亚打仗，那我就要穿着像一个军人一样。
So he doesn't think that, oh, because today I'm going to go fight Goliath, I need to dress up like a proper soldier.
我的国王跟我说我要去跟敌人打仗，叫我穿他的这个铠甲，我可以说我不能穿。
And the king orders me or tells me to put on the armor, I can tell the king, I cannot put this on.
因为我只是一个牧童。
Because I'm just a shepherd boy.
我懂的就是拿一个杖去跟敌人打，然后呢，我懂的就是用这个甩石机去打这些野兽。
All I know is how to use a sling, because that's what I use to fight off these beasts.
在我的经验当中，神就使用我所拥有的去面对我的困难。
In my own experience, God used what I have and what He has provided to face these challenges.
所以我靠的不是人跟我说我要做什么，我靠的乃是神能够如何使用我。
So I'm not relying on what other people can provide for me, but on how God will use me.
我的东西不多。
I don't have much.
在人的眼中可能看起来也很可笑。
And in man's eyes, it's probably a joke.
可是我靠的不是人，也不是自己，我靠的是神。
But I'm not relying on man, or I'm not relying on myself. Who I'm relying on is God.
当然，大卫穿着这一身牧童的装扮，到了哥利亚的面前，就被哥利亚嬉笑。
But of course, when David approaches Goliath and faces him, as just a shepherd boy, then of course he was laughed at by Goliath.
但是大卫就跟哥利亚说，第四十五节，你来攻击我是靠着刀枪和铜戟，我来攻击你是靠着万军之耶和华的名，就是你所怒骂带领以色列军队的神。但是今天耶和华必将你交在我的手里，我必杀你，斩你的头。
So in verse 45, says, Then David said to the Philistine, You come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you down and cut off your head.
然后46节的后半说，因为如此，普天下的人就能够知道以色列人中有神，又使众人能够知道是耶和华使人得胜，他不是用刀用枪，因为征战的胜败全在乎耶和华，他并将你们交在我们的手里。
And then the latter part of verse 46 and 47, it says, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and that all this assembly may know that the Lord saves not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and He will give you into our hand.
有的时候有些人来解释这段经文，
So a lot of people may explain this part of the passage in this way.
就说我们不论碰到什么样子的困难挑战，
They say that no matter what challenge or difficulty that comes our way,
我们在生命当中生活里面，
In life,
可能是婚姻，可能是家庭，可能是经济，可能是工作，
It may be difficulties in marriage,in finances, in the family, or at work.
或甚至在这个社会里面，社会的一些风气。
Or
within the society.
Or difficulties or challenges within the society.
这个人群或族群之间的纷争。
Or divisions among people.
有人说，我们要这样子学大卫。
So people think that, oh, we need to learn from David.
我们只要定下心意，然后呢，把这些事情去做，然后呢，我们说我们倚靠耶和华的名，耶和华就会让我们得胜。
So that as long as we determine this in our hearts and do what we need to do, and God will make us successful.
只要我们奉耶和华的名去做事，他就使我们得胜。
As long as we do the things in God's name, then He will bless us and make us successful.
如果我们是这样去认识神的话，我们就错了。
If we think that God works in this way, then we're wrong.
因为神不是我们的帮手。
Because God is not our helper.
神不是我们呼来唤去的能力。
He is not a power that we can just call upon anytime we want.
大卫之所以可以说耶和华必定使他们得胜的原因是什么？
What is the real reason where David says that the the battle is the Lord's. And he will give you
joy. 因为大卫的心是在神的手中，被神掌握的。
Because David's heart is in the hands of God, in God's control.
他要去做的这件事情，他知道是神的心意，并且是神的带领。
Because he knows what he is about to do is the leading of God and what will please God.
不是他替神发热心去打敌人。
It's not because out of his own fervor to go and challenge and battle this enemy.
是他的热心因为看见神的带领而愿意被神使用而使得他有这样子的看见。
But it is his zeal for God's name and that allows him to see that God will deliver him from this.
我再讲一次，弟兄姐妹了解这一点吗？
I'm going to repeat it, brothers and sisters need to so that brothers and sisters can understand this point.
不是因为大卫因为为神发了热心，他就认为神一定祝福他。
It's not because David has his own zeal to do what he has determined to do so that God will bless him.
而是因为他知道神的心意是如何，他的热心就被神激动而被神使用。It is very important to know that it is not because David had a zeal and he asked God to bless his endeavor so he knows he'll succeed. It is because his zeal was stirred up by the fact that God is using him and he knows God's will for him. 这个观念很多人抓不住。
This concept is hard to understand for a lot of people.
但是这个观念实在是太重要了。
But this concept is really important.
因为大卫在神的眼中，他是合神心意的人，对不对？
Because in God's eyes, he is a man after God's own heart.
他是不是一个有热心的人？
Is he a person with zeal?
肯定的。
Of course.
可是他不是为了自己的缘故去发热心，然后蒙神祝福。
But he doesn't have this zeal because of for himself, so that he can be blessed by God.
而是他知道神的带领之后，他愿意为神使用，激发自己的热心。
But it is because he knows that if he follows God's will and he will be used by God, then he will have this type of fervor.
当一个人像大卫这样子被神使用的时候。
So such a man like David is used by God.
就看见神的作为。
Then you will see God's work.
大卫拿着一袋石头。
David took a bag of stones.
手中有一根牧羊的棍。
And with a shepherd's staff.
身上穿的就是布衣。
And he's just wearing just normal clothing.
朝着这个。身穿铠甲
and dressed in shepherd boy's attire, he approaches this warrior with
八九米高的人
with heavy armory that's a giant.
他不知道神怎么样让他得胜
He doesn't know how he will have victory.
但是他知道神能够使他得胜
But he knows that God can allow him victory.
这是一个小虾米向大鲸鱼的挑战。
This is like a small shrimp challenging a big whale.
你拿着一把枪去对一个坦克的一个挑战。
You use a handgun to challenge a tank.
可是因为大卫这个人，他的心在神的手中，他跟神的心意迎合了。
But because David's heart is in God's hand,He is in sync with God.
他使用他唯一的武器就是这个石担子。
The only weapon that he uses is his sling and rocks.
结果这个石头一甩。
So when he slings the rock, the stone,
这个石头不偏不倚就从他的盔甲中间打到他的额头。
And accurately, it goes right in between his helmet and hits his forehead, the
Goliath's
forehead. 唯一
能够致命的地方。
The only point that can cause death.
第一发石头就把哥利亚打死了。
And just with one shot, it kills Goliath.
这是因为大卫，这是大卫吗？
Is that David?
这是神。
No, it's God.
有人讲是神的手拖着这颗石头往哥利亚的头里面送的。
A lot of people say that it is through the guiding of God's hand, this stone hits Goliath just at the right spot to take his life.
我们不得不承认大卫的这件事情。 是神的工作。
We have to admit that this is God's work.
大卫自己也知道这个是神的工作。
David himself also knows that this is God's work.
所有的以色列人都知道这是神的工作。
And all of Israel knows that this is God's work.
所以得荣耀的是谁？
So who gets the glory?
得荣耀的是神。
God gets the glory.
但是大卫是成了一个合乎神所能够使用的一个器皿。
But David has also become a vessel that can be used by God.
大卫在神面前的这个心是一生一世跟着他的。
And David, having heart after God's own heart, is willing to follow God all his life.
他是为神发热心的人。
He has zeal for God.
他是一个以神为大的人。
He holds God as utmost importance in his life.
他是因为信靠神而经历神的神迹奇事的人。
He is a person that has experienced miracles and the power of God.
他是不畏惧困难的人。
He doesn't run from challenges or difficulties.
他是一个不看人只看神的人。
He doesn't look at man, he only looks at God.
他是对自己有一个正确认识的人。
He has an accurate understanding of himself.
但是这一切都是因为他的心是向着神。
But all of this is due to his heart being after God's own heart.
弟兄姐妹，你知道大卫圣经称他为合乎神心意的人，并不是任何一个圣经的作者给他的一个这个下的一个评语。
You know, this title that he has, a man after God's own heart, is not one that is given by any of the authors in the Bible.
如果你去查合神心意的人，这句话在圣经里面找不到。
And if you are to search for the title, a man after God's own heart, you're not able to find it within the Bible.
你知道为什么吗？
Do you know why that is?
因为圣经里面给大卫下的这个评语的不是人，是神。
Because this title is not given by man, it's given by God.
记不记得我们刚刚读到的，最一开始读到的《使徒行传》十二章二十二节？
Do you remember what we've read earlier in Acts chapter 13, verse 22?
圣经里面讲到大卫的时候，是神亲口说，大卫是合乎我心意的人。
When the Bible records this, it's God directly speaking of David as a man after God's heart.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们要在神面前的一个思想。
And this is something we need to think about before God.
我们在神的面前，神是不是会跟我们说，你是合乎我心意的人？
When we stand before God, is he able to say that we are a person after his own heart?
我们自己要在神的面前说，神，我愿意成为合乎你心意的人。
We need to come before God and say that we want and we desire to be a person after your own heart.
我在我的生活职业当中，神，我要为你负责。
In my life and in my life and whatever I do, I want to be responsible for you.
我要你在我的生命里面，神，你给我指引带领，然后我就要去遵行。
I want you to have to give me guidance in my life so that I can obey you.
我要成为一个合乎你使用的一个器皿。
I want to be a vessel that can be used by you.
我要人能够因为我被你使用而让人看见你的荣耀。
I want to reflect your glory and others can see your glory because I am used by you.
我的学习、我的工作、我的家庭之所以成功。
And in my school, in my career, in my marriage, in my family, I am successful not because of me,
是因为我跟随神。
But because I follow God.
我一切的成就，我一切的美好，让众人都看见是从神来的。
All of my accomplishments and all the good things that I have comes from God. And others can see that.
因为我们的心若是如此，
If our heart is that way,
我们就得到神的祝福。
Then we will be blessed by God.
我们就能够，这个就是所谓靠主得胜。
And that's what it means to be victorious through God.
这不是只是情感跟精神里面得胜。
And it's not just being victorious through our emotions and our
spiritually or emotionally. 这是在我们的身体健康，在我们的物质上面可以看见神的供应和祝福。
It is through our physical being and in our health we can see God's blessing.
所以合神心意的人
，So a man after God's heart
是讨神喜悦的人
，is a person that pleases God.
盼望这是我们在神面前的一个每一个人的心意。
Hope that this is all of our desire.
让我们一同祷告。
Let us pray together.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们你的话语。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your word.
大卫这个人在你的面前是何等的蒙福。
David is such a blessed man before you.
他在你的面前是一个爱你，是一个信靠你的人。
He is a person that relies on you and loves you.
他在你的面前是一个愿意为你发热心的人。
And he is a person that is zealous for you.
他在他的思想生命里面唯一最大的盼望就是让人能够看见你。
And in all his thoughts and his motivation is so that others can see your glory in him.
而你对像大卫这样的人，你就称许他说你是合乎我心意的人。
And everyone that follows this example of David, you see them as a person after your own heart.
今天我们每一个靠着主耶稣基督的救恩来到你的面前成为你的人。
And today, for all of us that have become your own through our Lord Jesus,
因着信靠主耶稣基督的救恩，使我们在生活生命里面让人看到你的见证的人。
And through the salvation that we have received through Jesus, that we've become a testimony for you to others.
我们知道我们自己是最先被你祝福的。
And we know that we are first blessed by you.
带给我们最大的喜乐就是神你使用我们祝福他人。
And that great joy comes to us when we bless others.
今天求主你使用你自己的话语。
And we pray that you use your own words today.
主你向我们说话的时候，我们不但耳朵听见，我们心里面也是领受。
And that when you speak to us this morning, it's not just receiving it through hearing, but also our hearts will be moved by your words.
让我们每一个属于你的人都成为合你心意的人。
So that all of us that belong to you will be people that seeks after your own heart.
让我们在座当中今天听见大卫的事迹的，但是还不认识你的人。
And for those of us that don't know you yet, that have heard the story of David,
求主你也怜悯我们。
May you be merciful upon us.
让我们能够学习怎么样能够成为像大卫一样属神的人。
So that we can become like David, a person after Your own heart.
只要我们能够认自己的罪，只要我们能够认主耶稣基督为我们的救主。
As long as we know that we are sinners and we are in a need, we're in need of a savior like Jesus.
只要我们知道我们的生命是因为被赎而为主而活的。
As long as we acknowledge that we are people that have been redeemed by you and that we need to live for you.
我们就可以经历你的带领，你的供应。
Then we can experience your leading and your provision.
我们就可以看见你在我们的生活当中所给我们带来的胜利和成就。
Then we can see the triumph and the victory that you give us through this new life.
我们就能够将荣耀归于你。
Then we can give you all the glory.
感谢主，听我们的祷告，这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.